I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now. Episode 68 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. We got some new homies in here, so I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We're going to start over here. What's up?
Yeah. Jason. Kingsley, but you already know. Niggas calling me by a lot of shit. So I have a hustler, Jason.
Where are you from? Because you do not sound like you're from Atlanta at all.
Atlanta at all? I'm originally from Nigeria, but I spent about, 17 years in Atlanta? So...
Okay.
Yeah. You might as well sound from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
I'm 3 years old, so.
You can't.
I don't know, because they saying Soulja Boy ain't from Atlanta.
That nigga is from Batesville, Mississippi.
Oh. That nigga do not count.
Batesville, Mississippi. We have the receipts. We have the receipts. That nigga's from Batesville. Anyway.
I thought he was from Chicago. But anyway.
He was born in Chicago.
He's gonna do that.
He's gonna claim whatever's relevant to him at the time.
Okay. Because he did it first to be born in multiple cities at one time. Okay.
At the same time. He was born in multiple cities at the very same time.
Exactly. He's the first.
Big homie JoJo.
What to do?
What's up? You good?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Given the circumstances.
Given the fucking circumstances.
I need to hear about this one.
That bitch ain't got no insurance.
Oh, I slapped that hoe. Chevy Randall. I ain't never gonna get that bitch name.
Chevy?
Chevy. Like the Chevy.
Wow.
What's up, big homie Brinks? You good?
Yep, you know, I'm just trying to get us together here.
A little tutorial.
I'm going to give y'all a little tutorial on how to do a proper backwood. Nice and thick.
Proper, thick backwood.
I missed it already.
Thick. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Big Blingy.
Big homie, big Lexi.
What's up, man? So how you doing? How's everybody doing? Who is this calling me?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Who calling you? Who trying to get...
Men in Media. I'll talk to them later.
It may be Men in Media. It may be Men in Media Network.
I'll talk to them later. How y'all doing? Are y'all good? Everybody good?
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Kodak?
I'm amazing, man.
You got
this
your shades on today? You got a little ice around your head?
It's a little loner.
He's so funny. I saw you. You sure you're okay? Because you was talking a lot of shit on your Instagram. You been talking a lot of
what
shit.
What I say?
He ain't got a Twitter no more.
That's why my Instagram is so goddamn piped up. That's why my Instagram dots, my story dots be so small now.
Yeah, because
you was a little salty. You been feeding some kids and some mamas. And they done say happy Friday.
If I ain't fuck with you, I won't watch your story. But you one funny motherfucker.
I am a funny motherfucker,
matter of fact,
man.
So you got kids out here you not claiming?
Nah, I got
he got kids.
Women who got kids who I've been fucking with. And I got to make sure that the family is fed.
So you the stepdaddy.
I'm big daddy. Big daddy in the street. I did have somebody call me daddy like 3 times yesterday. That bitch.
A girl or some kids?
Nah,
They didn't call you daddy.
They
called you
mean
daddy.
Like while you
were having sex?
Nah.
Not
even on
some free.
Nah, that wasn't Sunday.
Like,
that was the Saturday.
She was like, hey, daddy.
Oh,
she wanted something. What'd you give her?
Nothing. No conversation. Motherfuckers just like me. Why can't it be just motherfuckers like me?
Conversation with a butt rub.
It's 2021.
Listen, if I'm calling you daddy, like, where you living at?
He in the past.
Every time a female call you that, she always wants something.
She on that.
If I'm calling you daddy,
ladies, is that true?
I'm trying to warm you up.
9 times out of 10.
I don't know. Sometimes I might say daddy because you just got me feeling some type of way at that moment. I just want to be like, hey, daddy.
I was gassing up a little bit too. Just a little fine, little East African looking fine looking motherfucker.
Let me tell y'all something. Okay. My homies around me, they already know. If they looking fine for the day, I'm calling them daddy.
You ain't never called me daddy.
You ain't looking fine.
JoJo, no, I didn't say all that.
JoJo, we're going to turn your fucking
microphone
off. That's fucked up.
If you look at edible for today, hey Zaddy.
Now let's ask this question: where the hell you was at with all them big people? It was an invite only.
Where was you at?
It was an invite only big.
First of all, it wasn't a big. It wasn't a BBW party.
It was some thickums.
It was the swim thick pool party.
That was a little bit too much. It was thick. It was thicker than motherfucker. I was having fun.
I know you was. You fit right in with everybody else.
Why didn't I get an invitation, though?
You know what? They having another one in August. I definitely think you need to be in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you gotta invite me.
We gonna make that shit happen,
I love
man.
You but some yeah, big I was, girls, some big boys.
Yeah, I was in the motherfucker. I was the host.
Vibing.
The homie Francie just hit me saying she gonna have me host the second one in August.
Okay, that's
as
what's
well.
Up.
So I'm gonna be in that bitch again.
We don't get invites to nothing, JoJo. It's just wild.
I'm so aware. No, you coming with me? I responded like,
I'll get invites.
This
to nothing.
This must be an invite only. I was talking shit on that part.
I was in that bitch like, oh shit, nigga! I drank like half a water bottle of Ciroc straight. I was wilding.
Okay. When are you not
hanging out?
No, but what made it worse, the host that they had designated to me, I said, she was like, hey, what you want to drink? I was like, fuck it, give me anything. Because at this point, I'm already drunk. Mm-hmm. She gives me like 3 double shots of Hennessy.
Honey, I knew it.
But I had been drinking Ciroc before I got there.
Oh, it's a wrap. Wow. So you got sick.
That's a wrap. I wasn't sick because my body's built for that shit now.
Obviously. You a big boy. You can handle it.
But I definitely should not have been driving after that motherfucker. Ooh. So I was like, I said a good ass prayer on Sunday. I was like, Lord, if I ain't believe in you before, I know you real now. But I drove an hour.
Damn.
In the rain.
Shit.
I'm not doing that shit again.
Yeah, you better not.
I looked up,
sleep
boy.
Sleep in the parking lot or sleep at the gas station.
So don't sleep at the gas station or the parking lot. Don't sleep. Do none of that shit.
Nah, we gonna sleep in some pussy.
Oh, my God. Call one of
you. Then you're going to have
that's to what should have happened last night. What happened?
Yeah, tell one of you.
Because you're too busy getting called daddy, but you're not making no big papa moves.
Because Sunday is a work day. If you know, niggas like to get his work done on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get the extracurricular shit done on Saturday, Sunday's for work.
But they can show you how they network, at least.
I'll show you how to network.
Lexi, what has got into you?
You talk about some networking, you could get some networking, too.
Are you offering?
JoJo.
Thank you, JoJo. You know me so well. Give me some.
Oh, I got your back, Glenn.
Is that what's going on?
No, I was just asking.
Oh, okay, well, maybe next time. But no, I did not get any network. But, you know, if anybody want bricks?
Y'all want to light this one?
That's how you got there. Redirect. That's how you redirect.
Oh, let's get into it. Let's
shit.
Get into it.
I'm getting my teeth done, so I don't have time for that.
Your teeth done?
Yeah.
When you get them done?
Well, I was supposed to go to my appointment today, but we're not going to talk about that. Because I made a...
You made a commitment to the homies.
Yes.
You committed to the homies, so yes, you can't recant. So we got a week. You know, we're going to talk after that. You know,
We're going to talk after the show. You're the homie. Shut up.
The biggest. You dig? Anyway, let's get to the first topic of the day where we talk about the porch things going on in pop culture, entertainment, and society. So, Tory Lanez just dropped a banger. What'd you say?
Oh, my goodness.
Not supporting that movement.
Hey, Tory Lanez just dropped a banger with the baby called Skat. S-K-A-T. That motherfucker is hard, but allegedly, the baby's ex work wife was not feeling that shit. Megan the motherfucking Stallion, Megan Pete, whatever you want to call her, she was in her feelings. And I had to catch that shit secondhand off the blogs because I couldn't see it happen play in real life because I am banned from Twitter right now. But Megan wasn't feeling that shit. So do y'all think, was DaBaby wrong for doing a song with Tory Lanez considering his history with Megan Thee Stallion? Do you let other people's personal beefs and quarrels stop you from getting the bag? That's what it boils down to. Let's hear it. What do y'all think?
Ultimately, I just think it's a loyalty thing. So, like, because if that happened in my group,
it's a wrap.
Like, I'm gonna stay loyal with my friends regardless. Like,
for sure.
If we not rocking with that person, it don't matter what bag or what's coming. Like,
and we've had these conversations before.
Exactly. If you cross the line with somebody who's family to me, my loyalty rides with them forever.
For sure.
So it doesn't matter. We not doing work.
But maybe Megan just overstated how cool she and the baby were.
Is that really your family? If you only knew that motherfucker for 2 years?
if we can say 2 years, maybe it was a year. Like, and how often are y'all in contact? Like, it's friends that I've known since high school, and we may not talk for years in between. But when we link up, it's like shit, and a day passed.
I mean, I have a friend that I've met about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, and she's my sister now. Like, I consider her my sister.
Got a pandemic friend?
Like, we cool as fuck, no. But we cool as fuck. Like,
you talk to her on a regular basis?
Yeah, I talk to her on a regular basis.
But if something were to arise where y'all didn't talk.
But yeah, we're still gonna be friends. I have friends like that too. But in this situation, I do feel like loyalty plays a big part in the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And all money's not good money, but maybe he wasn't looking at it like, oh, if I was to work with him, that's going to ruin my relationship with her. And maybe he could have possibly had a conversation, because if it was about a bag, I mean, it's business. Like, I get it, it's business. You know, I don't fuck with them, whatever the case may be. But maybe have a conversation with her and let her know, look, you know, I know how you, you know, feel about Buddy, but we got this song, that shit finna drop, and that shit lit, and I'm doing it. Like, yeah. I feel like he probably could have owed that to her, but if they were friends like that.
Yeah, you know, we don't know the extent of that relationship, yeah. But I feel like, shit.
I mean, Megan asked
people to do a lot on her behalf for something that niggas don't even know the full extent of.
Yeah, we don't know the full story.
That's true.
Like, if it's a situation where, let's just say hypothetically, she definitely not, well, no, hypothetically, she's not telling the whole story, and it comes out that whatever happened isn't what she said happened. And niggas done threw away, like, shitted on this nigga for a whole year, and it's not what we thought it was. Then what? Like, how would y'all feel if, like, all your, like, if a situation, not like that, but, like, if a situation arose where your character was put into question.
And it's not true.
People started shitting on you before all the details come out. Mm-hmm. And when the details come out, it's like, mm-hmm. everybody owe you an apology.
I mean, because on top of that, the charges were dropped. Right?
I don't know if they were dropped, but I know.
I was looking
at a report the other day that said, like, you know, there was, like, no gun residue. Like, whatever it was, it amounted to, like, you know, somebody's not telling the whole truth.
The charges definitely wasn't dropped. They're still going.
Yeah, they got court cases.
Let's just keep it 100. If I got a friend and I'm not fucking with this girl because she done did some real fucking shiesty ass shit to me, and now you kicking it with the girl, I'm going to be pissed off at my friend because why the fuck
would your friends know all the details of this shit before you start telling them? Like,
if you just don't like
that motherfucker because of maybe what if you're in the wrong in that shit? And you tell your friends, don't fuck with them. But you the motherfucker that was doing shiesty shit.
Well, then they you need to be honest and be transparent and keep it a buck.
Like,
my friend tell me that they don't like somebody, they shiesty, they did something, whatever, they don't fuck with them, they think they grimy and all this other shit, I'm not going to go back and try to hang out with the girl. No, I'm not finna fucking do that shit. Because
you don't need no details.
Nah, I don't. Because my girl told me what it was, and that's how she felt, and I don't give a fuck about the girl anyway, so I'm just not going to be cool with her. I'm going to just move around. There's other people around.
I understand.
If she feels that deep about it, then I'm going to fuck with my friend.
But again, it goes back to how cool are y'all with this motherfucker? Like, how cool are the two people involved?
Exactly.
Like, I know it's people who, like, I'm like, nigga, we talking on a daily basis, and, you know, we getting money together, we working together. If they not fucking with somebody, I'm not fucking with somebody. Because you family at this point. It's not even to a point where people got to question my loyalty and my allegiance to you and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Because,
like, if you not fucking with somebody, you could be in the fucking wrong. I remember the fucking the Avengers movie when, what's the nigga with the iron arm? Bucky killed Iron Man's dad and Captain America was riding with the nigga. Like, hey. He fucked up, but that's my dog. So it just that really would be the end of it on that end. Like, if that's somebody who you're willing to ride with, you gotta ride with them, right or wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
But are people willing to ride with a motherfucker, right or wrong? Like, if you know your friend fucked up, are you gonna stay? Are you gonna stick by their side?
I'm gonna stick beside them.
I have friends where, like, if I'm wrong, they definitely gonna check me and let me know I'm wrong. Irrespective, we
private.
Still, they gonna let me know I'm wrong.
Not in public.
Why would they do that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're gonna pull me aside in private and let me know, like, yo.
And they gonna rap you in public.
Yeah.
That's how it needs to be. You guys are never supposed to break down as a unit in front of others. Y'all supposed to remain a unit in front of people, and then y'all handle y'all business outside.
Same thing if he was in a relationship. Same damn exactly. shit. Men, women, whatever. Y'all get into it. Somebody have my back, even though I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what's going on.
And then in private, then y'all can have that conversation.
And then tell me, like, you know you was wrong in the situation. I ain't gonna like to hear it, but...
Like if your girl... Like starting fights in public and shit, and you like, why are you fucking with those people?
Yeah, you don't say that right then. You just go ahead and bink a bock a boonga boo,
then you boss up.
Then get in the car and be like, bruh, you gotta stop doing that. You keep looking, you keep mugging bitches for no reason. They gonna try you. You gotta stop doing that.
I feel like you had these conversations.
Nah, I don't. I'm not about beating up no bitches. Cause if you see me fighting a bitch, she need to get her ass beat.
Like a Chevy. It ain't none of my business.
No, that look was it and is, because please don't let me find Chevy. Randall.
Well, I got another question for everybody involved, right? So, you know, shit, I was thinking about this shit, right? You know, because niggas like, women, y'all like being taken out and courted and doing cool shit, right? Like, if a nigga is interested in you, you want to, you know, you want him to act like it, right? Not just... say what you doing at 11 p.m. and try to Netflix and chill. We want to, like, show you some shit, right? Yeah. Is it, Kingsley, you can, because I need you back, I need you back up on this one. So you, let me know how you feel. So is it wrong, like, because somebody called me mean. Like, I was called mean, like, 3 times last week because of my approach and shit. But I like getting straight to the point. So is it rude to say that somebody is not worthy of that experience, of a particular experience that they're chasing? Like, say, like, if I'm talking to a chick, I really just want to, like, beat, right? But I'm going to court you in the midst of doing all that shit because, it's you know, that's the right thing to do. But if I want to do some new shit, like, say I just found out, like, I just found out Atlanta has 4D movie theaters. I want to go to a 4D movie theater.
Me too.
But I want to do that shit with somebody who...
gonna like it.
Not just gonna like it, somebody who I'm actually interested in. I don't want to share those experiences with somebody who I'm just trying to fuck.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. Is that rude to say, like, I don't think you're worthy of this experience
with me? Yes, it is rude. Do not tell nobody that.
Yeah. Like, who are you?
All right, well, at least
the nigga that's giving you the experience.
Wait,
like,
so, hold on. So, is she asking you? She's like, hey, you want to go to this 4D movie?
No. Like, no, she asked, like, no, women never know what they want to do. So, niggas is planning shit. So, if I'm planning some shit and I'm like, this is some shit I just found out I want to do, I do not want to do it with her.
Then don't bring it up to her
fucking
attention.
Then don't say anything because you're the only one who knows that, not her. So, why would you even come out and say that anyway?
But what if she...
What if you just talking about it or you popped up or something?
Yeah, like...
I want to go do that.
Yeah, and then now it's like, what do I do? Like,
maybe another time.
You know, just come up with an excuse.
Because I don't want to... Yeah. Okay, but we say come up with an excuse, but at the same time, we also tell niggas stop lying. Because I don't want you to lie to me. But...
Y'all don't want niggas to lie, but at the same time, y'all cannot handle the truth.
No.
Because the truth will make both of us lose out on shit.
You just got to say the truth in a different way. You don't tell her, oh, I don't think you're worthy enough.
How do we word that?
Be worthy enough to you, so you might...
I'm the only motherfucker that matters in that scenario.
But when you tell her that she's not worthy enough, then that in her mind, it don't go just to you. It go to everybody. Now you're saying that she's just not worthy.
Good enough.
Like, she's not good enough, like, type shit. And
to take to don't
fuck,
something
don't,
like a...
Don't fuck with no bitches...
self-esteem
like that. Yeah, self-esteem. Don't fuck with it like that. But if... I don't know. Let me see. How could you tell somebody...
We all grown folks at that.
We're grown.
If you can't, if you want people to, that's your parents' job to spare your feelings, not mine. So I'm going to keep it 100 at all times. That's my motto, keep it 100 at all times. Women don't have a problem with telling men that, okay, I'm not fucking with you right now. I'm not fucking with you.
She not saying I'm not fucking with you because your dick too small.
What? Well, some women do that too. Some women actually.
You know what?
Your
dick little.
They would say your dick little. You're not making enough.
Oh, you broke.
They might say that when they're upset at you and try to say whatever. But off rip, they're not gonna be like, you know what? I don't really want to go on a date with you because the last time we hung out, your shoes was busted and your hair was nappy. So therefore,
but also they may not say that. But I feel like being left in the dark on why why that shit happened is even worse.
You're leading them on. You're giving them a false narrative. False narrative to live by. And that's one thing. Keep it. I just went through the same shit just now. Somebody lying to me, and instead of just keeping 100, man, say like, bro, this is not going the way I wanted it to. But leading me on, that's way worse.
Leading you on, why wasn't it working? What was the reason why it didn't work?
Because lying and you...
No. I'm saying to her, like, why didn't it work?
Why didn't it work for me or her?
You know, why she said that it wasn't working?
She was just on some... She was on some nut shit. Like, she was... It was in...
Why is she on some nut shit? Because she told the truth and you don't believe it?
No, she didn't tell the truth. She led me on. Instead of just keeping it 100 from the jump. If you would have told me, like, bro...
So you cut it off or she cut it off?
Man, we're not even cutting it off. I'm just ignoring her right now. Like she texted me on Saturday night.
So what made you say that she's leading you on? Like what?
She's leading me on because it's like when we had an argument, when people have an argument, then they start, when people are mad at you, they start telling the truth in between those arguments. So with you, like you never said this. Now all of a sudden within this argument, you said, well, I was fucking with that nigga.
Yeah.
What? What you?
Man, I really ain't like your stupid ass anyway, bitch. Like, what? I just heard you. Like,
huh? Your mama was doing like shit like that. I'm like, okay.
Sometimes, you know, women just say shit to piss you off.
No, the truth be coming out. As a matter of fact, like, not even.
That's really your self-conscious.
That's
your self-conscious. Like, it's like something you think about, but you wouldn't really say that, but you think about it. But it's like there are a lot of things that we think about that we wouldn't genuinely say.
Listen.
But we think about. But if you're routed up enough, you're going to say exactly what
you
should
say. Not even with like relationships, but like just say like a friendship or whatever. Have you ever gotten to it with somebody who you considered a friend and they start saying some shit? You like, damn, that's how you feel?
Yeah, no, they've always felt like that. They just never said
exactly.
It. Subconsciously, they've always felt like that. Uh-huh. They are never actually going to say.
So when that shit comes out. You like, okay, that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. So why would I continue dealing with you like that? Right. I'm not going to say so many, but I've definitely lost friends like that. Like, you have a small, it'd be a small, minuscule miscommunication. And next thing you know, you falling out with somebody who you thought was your dog.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could be the same thing in relationships. If we get into it, and the first thing you say, man, that's why I'm always having to go to my daddy and my mama for shit, because you ain't never got nothing. You're like, God damn, okay, shit, I thought we was here. I thought we was going through this shit together. You having all this hidden animosity towards me. Like, if it's somebody who I'm really tight with, like who I'm really close with, mm-hmm. and we having a small miscommunication, I'm going to try to talk this shit out. Because the last thing, I don't want to say I'm a mean person,
but I'm going to say...
He's very blunt.
I'm very blunt. So before I say what I'm thinking and fuck this shit up, we're going to have a conversation. Because once I say what's on my mind, you're gonna consider me an enemy.
Yeah.
Feel that.
That's out.
That's me 24/7. It gotta be like that nowadays.
What happened? Pass it, you stupid ass nigga.
I feel you don't say that, but that's just a cow.
But also, before we step off the porch, I gotta talk about another video I saw this weekend. Of course, we was talking about the video of the young dude in Atlanta that was getting abused by his family. He was removed from the home by DFAC. We was talking about that earlier, but I also saw a video of the guy that was shooting shot at a chick and actually ended up shooting shots at the chick.
Yeah.
What the hell? I think it was Miami. It looked like Miami because how the outside was set up.
For sure. Yeah, it did. It's Florida.
Yeah, Florida shit. Bricks. What's up, state?
Everybody know Florida crazy. Yeah, that's why I don't talk to dudes from Florida. I can't fuck with my baby daddy. But let me start.
What?
My baby daddy cool, but Florida niggas, period.
You had a baby with him. You locked in forever. Hello. You locked in for the next 6 years.
No, okay. That's a life commitment right there.
Well, legally.
But either way.
Next 6 years.
Right.
So when I seen that shit, I was like, damn, niggas, like, that's why, like, women, like, will give you a number and block you as soon as they give it to you. Because niggas have created this environment that is like, women are afraid. Like, ladies, have y'all ever like felt afraid like when you out
Man. Yes. All the time. That's why, like, I'm friendly. People, oh, you too friendly. Because I got to be. Because y'all niggas is crazy as fuck. Y'all is shooting bitches because I don't want to talk to you. Like, I had one nigga tell me one time. He tried to holler at me. This was in Atlanta. And I was speaking back. He was like, oh, you look nice. I was like, thank you. He was like, yeah, but let me holler at you. I'm like, no, you know, I'm trying to, I got somewhere to be. And he's like, well, fuck you there, bitch. That's why your outfit dusty. I'm like.
Was your outfit dusty?
Nah. Oh, no. That's not even what he said. He said, that's why your, what the fuck did he say? Your outfit ain't even all that for you to be acting like that. That's what he said. Your outfit didn't even cost that much for you to be acting like
that. Was your outfit that much?
I had on Fashion Nova, so no, it wasn't. But who gives a fuck? I was bad as fuck, which is why you was trying to holler in the first place.
You was the baddest weaker in the game.
And period. That's why you was trying to holler at me in the first place, because I look good. Now all of a sudden, your outfit don't look that good or cost that much for you to be acting like that. Sir, acting like what? I just spoke to you. I said hello. Hey, no thank you.
Lexi, have you ever had these problems?
Oh, yeah.
So niggas, like, what do niggas need to do?
They need to get out their feelings, because y'all always in y'all damn feelings.
I don't be in my feelings, man.
You do. You do.
Well, I be in my feelings once feelings are introduced. I don't be in my feelings on the street, but I ain't got curves.
But I don't even be knocking guys that, like, come out like that, because it's like, cool. Now I know that you were never somebody that I would have even given the time of day to anyways. If you cannot humbly accept no, and you go to that extreme, cool.
Yeah, I mean, that is a bullet dodge.
Wait,
because
you talking about the pulling out the gun or just...
No, pulling out the...
If you cannot humbly accept rejection, then you're... Because there should be no reason why you approach me, and when you don't get the answer that you wanted, automatically off-rip now is, oh, you didn't like me anyways, I'm ugly, you don't want to talk to me, or anything disrespectful, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That if you go left that quickly, yeah, you are never somebody who had intentions to
now
do
the only
work. It wasn't gonna work anyway.
No, exactly. The one time that shit is excusable is if you get disrespectful first.
Yep.
If your curve is disrespectful.
Now I can see that cut.
Now when I watched this video over the weekend, I was like, damn, they roasted that nigga
because
the girls was laughing and shit at him.
That.
I was like, damn.
I was thinking that too.
Because now if I walk up and, like, just say hypothetically, I walk up, it's three of y'all, I'm trying to holler at Bricks.
And now y'all clowning.
Lex like, damn, that nigga look dusty. It's like, damn, I put on my best shit today.
Mm-hmm.
So now my ego kind of bruised. Yeah, I'm not saying that's never, it's never acceptable.
Excusable.
It's never excusable,
right,
to harm a woman, mm-hmm, but a nigga is going to get, he going to get his feelings hurt. I mean, the nigga.
Is not.
No.
You say what?
The harming part, pulling out the gun, that's
yeah,
no. But the clowning part, I could talk about.
Yeah, like, if you clowning me, and I'm about to roast you back.
Facts.
Yeah.
No, I can see that, though. I can see how, because when I seen the video, I heard a lot of...
Yeah, it was a lot, you know, like...
It was too much going on, and it started making me feel like, okay, y'all own that with Buddy.
Yeah.
But you couldn't even see the rest of the video. So all you see on the title was... Dude gets curved and pulls out gun or
yeah,
whatever. But whole time, they probably was clowning him, his mama, his kids. We don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Now, no, it's not excusable. Don't ever pull out a gun.
Who gives a fuck?
Like, don't ever pull out a
y'all
gun.
Y'all sitting here laughing at me and shit. Like, you could have just cussed him back out and just walked away.
That's, yeah. Facts.
Yeah, but y'all gotta understand sometimes.
No,
niggas,
bro, just
not even
the fuck away.
First off, y'all gotta understand, like, it's...
Niggas gonna get they jokes back in.
It may not have even been the curve. Mm-hmm. He probably just felt tried as a nigga. Just like if it was a nigga to do the same thing to him, he would have did the same thing because he was tried. So, at the end of the day, he probably just felt tried, and it didn't have nothing to do with, oh, you don't want my number. It had to do with, now you on some other shit. Now you coming at me, and you saying this, and you saying that. Like, nah, bitch, I'm really out here about... I kill motherfuckers. Like, mm-hmm, don't go there with me, type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You
sure
can't do that to some. You cannot do
nah,
that.
Nah, for real. Like, I feel like,
and some bitches think that shit cute and that shit cool, and they will do that.
Personally, for me, like, if a nigga say some wild shit, like if I make a comment or a nigga make a comment on my video on Instagram, and it's like some shit I know he wouldn't say to me in person. Like, I'll comment back, like, you know, like if we was in, I know you wouldn't say the shit because like if we was in person, I'd slap the shit out of you. People feel brave online. But niggas definitely don't need to be touching women after they get goddamn roasted.
Facts. And also, women, y'all know what y'all be doing when y'all be curving a nigga. You ain't gotta...
Bricks, you be curving niggas like that? You be in the club, though.
No, even on a regular, like, outside the club.
You be walking out with all this wagging-ass booty.
I don't joke on a man. Like, if I'm not interested, like, I just ignore, like, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
Half the time, or just be like, oh, no, I'm okay.
My approach for women is so subtle and direct. Like, I have a really high win rate when it comes to that. I can't say I've actually been curved that many times in public.
Okay. I never get curved.
How many times you shooting the shot?
Who are you shooting your shot to?
I only do Instagram models, so at this point,
Big stepper.
He said he don't. He said
he only date Instagram models.
If you got money, just say
big
that.
Stepper. No,
if you just throw your money out, just say that.
He in tech now.
No, trauma
dog.
Just once you realize on some other
What is you being with Instagram models? What's the worthy
like,
of that?
Like, what is it like dating Instagram models?
It's a different feeling. Like every nigga.
Who you dated?
Every different.
Wait, hold on. So that matters.
Hold on now. He right.
This is something I talked about last week.
It's been women who I've like you know did the whoop de wop with, and I'm like, damn, all these niggas want you. You here?
Here with me.
So you
feel it's an ego boost for a lot of men.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like it's...
Even if she a hoe?
Okay, hold on. Time out.
Because a lot of the Instagram models be hoes for a specific brand of niggas.
It depends on what you really do. Like, if you hoeing and no... You ain't, first of all, I ain't dating you. If you're an Instagram model and you're in my city, I can't even fuck with you because I don't know who you...
I don't know who you're dealing with, but you talking about Atlanta, right? Because it's so much shit going on here. Like,
yeah.
if a chick in Atlanta versus a chick in like Milwaukee, right? In Milwaukee, you got the Packers and the Bucks. Ain't shit going on in Milwaukee.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna find the next quality control artist in Milwaukee. But in Atlanta, you got the Falcons, Hawks, Braves, rappers, scammers. Nigerians, club owners, promoters, college athletes. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's bricks. Your DMs is popping right now.
That's why I don't even understand that.
Lex, your DMs is popping right now.
Man, that don't make no sense to me.
JoJo. Niggas is in your DMs.
Niggas are not in my DMs.
Nobody's in my DMs. I don't even know where you got that one from.
Y'all fucking lying. JoJo. Right
so we could go in mine.
I don't post like pictures of myself on there.
When I posted that video of you, niggas were like, damn, JoJo fine as fuck.
On your page, they ain't girls in my DMs, though.
There's nobody in there.
Watch this. Request.
I don't post pictures. And shit.
I just found this shit out too.
General.
You see how long it's taking this bitch to load? Is that many shits in here? Your shit is not loaded. Your requests are overloaded.
I'm weak as fuck.
Now when it do, we're gonna hit top request. That's gonna show you all the verified shit in your DMs.
For real. Let me see.
Look, I see one blue check.
That shit's so funny.
Two blue checks.
Oh my god.
Your DMs is popping. There you go. They're your new DM. They're your new DM. I just found that shit out. You gotta go to the requested DMs. You hit top request. It's gonna show everything, every blue check or nigga with a bunch of followers in your shit. Bricks, your shit is probably filthy.
My DMs, man.
I used to be in them DMs.
Yeah. You know.
Oh gosh. Oh,
now you here.
I'm just a good old Southern Belle.
That means you know you're filthy. That means you take it up the butt. Anyway.
I just got real freak nasty.
Of course. Anyway, let's go to a segment that we haven't done in a minute. Let's go to Facts or Cap. Mm-hmm. We have not done that in a minute. Facts or Cap. Outside of their mother, men aren't loved unconditionally ever.
What's going on?
What?
Facts or Cap. Outside of their mother... Men are never unconditionally loved.
Facts. That's cap.
That's a fact.
Facts.
The only person that love you is your mother.
No, because a bitch can love you better than your mama.
That's cap. But no. She will love you as long as you're doing something for her.
No, that's what you're not going to do.
Okay, well, how about this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unconditionally.
How about
once
this?
Once you down bad,
like, love you just for...
Love you because you exist.
Yeah.
Your kids?
Yeah.
Hello?
Cap. But you got to make kids first.
Okay, say you had a girl that rode with you all through whatever, through when you was broke.
Even your mama's
hurt. Women aren't doing that.
Yes, why? They are. Why? Women are doing it all the time. That's how they end up with broke-ass baby daddies. What are you talking about? Women do it all the time. Women are...
No, y'all end up with broke-ass baby daddies because y'all love raw sex.
That's a fact.
Wait a minute.
No. You see how I got
quiet? Kingsley, you see how I got quiet?
That's a fact.
That is not true. Well.
Did you, what you get him for Father's Day?
Who, my baby daddy?
Yeah. Coochie.
No. First of all, my baby daddy stays in Florida. We're just cool. We're good friends.
What did you get him for Father's Day?
I know him since he was 17. No, I just told him happy Father's Day. I didn't know he got a girlfriend. What? He got a girlfriend.
Not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to give your baby mama or baby daddy nothing for Mother's Day or Father's Day. Baby mama, baby daddy.
Right.
And they in a whole relationship.
He's in a whole relationship, and Jason. I like his girlfriend. Like, I respect her.
You crazy as hell. I wish my nigga would give his baby mama something for Mother's Day. For what?
Because I'm going to have to beg to differ with you on that one.
Remember that.
That's still somebody that you share a kid with.
Father.
And just out of respect, because that's the father of your child, hey, here's something. If there's no animosity, I don't see why that would be a bad thing or like a negative thing or like something that's like totally like, no, you should not be doing
buying,
that.
You're not buying no
I see a
with
lot
no
of
price
parents.
Tag on it. You can give me a card or give them a card. That's it.
No.
That's it.
I've seen two.
What did you do for
your
what did you do yesterday?
That have healthy co-parenting relationships that do that for each other.
Right. I would get my baby daddy something. Like, I would get him a gift.
You didn't get him shit.
I wasn't in the city. I'm not even in
Father's Day is the same time of year every year.
Listen. Now, what I would do, because when I see my... First of all, my kid is in Florida with her dad. Okay. So, and I live here in Atlanta.
That's rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, because my daughter, she loves her dad. She's a daddy's girl. But for her birthday, I'm going to get her something really nice. And I'm going to get him something because their birthdays is right there. And I'm going to see him then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, it's genuine.
Yeah.
And then his girlfriend, like, she's cool with me as well. So, it's like, you know, I'm not... Trust me, baby. I done been that had that. I known the nigga since he was 18. He ain't going to well. I'm good on that.
So you will give him something on his birthday, but not on Father's Day.
It's not convenient. He's in Florida. I'm here. So if I was in the city, it's like, what I'm supposed to mail? Want me to mail a gift to your house?
Yes.
Well, you'll get this thing when I see you.
Like, you could at least give
Brooks
him a
this fucked up.
Like, what?
Boo!
Jason,
boo her. Boo!
He's not going to mail the gift to my house.
Do you know where you got
to mail it? You just got to call like an edible arrangement.
Yeah, like a flower or something. Like, shit.
Okay, let me
Brooks, you fucked up.
Let me explain.
That's mean.
That's not mean.
Hold on, JoJo.
Listen. This is, y'all got to understand, like, okay, she had a baby with this man, okay, 12 years ago. That is the father of her child. I am greatly appreciate you for being a great father. I do. I'm going to get you this card. There you go. You're in a relationship. You're in a whole relationship. At that point, when that man or that woman gets into that relationship, that becomes that person in a relationship responsibility to give you those gifts on Mother's Day or Father's Day.
What did you do for your nigga on Father's Day? Job.
What did I do for my nigga?
Yeah, because you got kids too.
Yeah, I do. So,
This is how long it takes to get this woman out.
I spent Father's Day with his side of his family. That's what I did. And I got him some stuff.
Socks.
No. Hell no. Nah. I got him some stuff. I really don't want to say it because we haven't had a chance to actually like celebrate it because he's been busy. He's been traveling.
Well, we got a week
like
before this come out, so.
Oh, you're right. So I'm actually taking him. So I got him an Apple Watch. I got him a wallet that he needs, and I have a helicopter ride planned on Wednesday. Through the city.
Are you gonna suck his dick in a helicopter?
That would
be fun.
Why would I suck his dick in a helicopter?
So, why won't you?
So,
like,
my question is, so As long as he's not in a relationship, you have to give him a gift then.
As long as he's not in a relationship?
Yeah, yeah. You said that if he's in a relationship, that is the is his girlfriend's job to give him a gift.
Yes, I think that you should give him something.
Oh, wait, that's no, cap. This is your baby daddy or this your boyfriend?
Baby daddy. She got.
Oh, this is your baby.
I don't know. No, who?
We're talking about the
baby's father for Father's Day.
I didn't get my baby daddy shit.
What?
Who are you,
what are you talking about then?
So who you getting this helicopter ride
for? For my nigga, he's a dad.
For who? Yours?
Wait,
what?
Well,
hold on.
No.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
So,
that's
let me get this straight. You getting him a gift.
What?
For a father that's not your kid.
So, when me and him became, like, when me and him became together and we became, like, in a relationship, he became a father for my daughter as well.
He's like a stepdad.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. He's only a stepdad when he gets. Not
realist. No,
he's like 50% dad, but the 100% dad didn't get shit.
Well, the 100% dad is not even around. I haven't seen him since she was born, so why would I?
Okay, let's kind of do a disclaimer. If you're an absent father, ain't shit nigga that ain't taking your kid.
Yeah,
nah,
you don't. Need,
is he a little child support?
No, he's not doing anything.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that
makes sense.
Yeah. But if you. But that's, you're still kind of wrong, though. Even though
I can understand why she feels that way. What am I wrong about?
No, you perfectly right as far as the father part. But when you saying that, the girlfriend should take care of the girl.
Yeah, I do think that. I think that the person should give them something to show like your appreciation, like thank you, and all of that. I don't know. I just don't. Me personally, if my nigga baby mama giving him gifts and shit, I don't. Really like that. I don't like that shit. I don't like it. Like, keep that shit. I got it. I'll take care of them for your kid and for mine. Like, keep your shit. And maybe that's just me on some selfish shit, but that's cool. I don't give a fuck. Don't buy my nigga shit.
I feel like your feelings on that is, I feel like for your situation, you're right to feel how you are based off of your circumstances. That's awesome. That's cool. I'll speak, like, from my experience. Like, one of my friends, like, they're in a relationship and they celebrated their boyfriend for Father's Day and they don't have kids together. She don't have kids with them. They don't have anything going on. Like, they've never produced children together.
That is why niggas like being called daddy.
I just think if you're a father in any type of way, then you deserve to be celebrated. Yeah. Regardless if it's your child or if it's not your child. If you're a father, you deserve to be celebrated.
If I fed your kids, I need a Father's Day card.
I want a real gift.
When it's your shit, I'll be giving you shit. So,
if I fed your kids. But I feel that, but are baby daddies giving their baby mamas?
Yes.
Like,
what?
Yes. Gifts?
Yes. On Mother's Day, you're a criminal if you don't give your baby mother a gift.
If they're not in a relationship?
Yes.
I see it happen all the time. A relationship shouldn't define whether you genuinely care about somebody.
I mean, like, an actual. I mean, I'm not
a physical gift. Like a physical gift, they went to the store, and they made sure that they like she had something nice on Mother's Day because she's a mom. She takes care of your kids, and out of you genuinely having an appreciation for her and respecting her, irrespective of what your relationship is,
and it's just a gift.
I guess it's a nice token. I guess I could see that because I don't know. I've never seen that before, so I really don't know how it goes. And I've never experienced it because every Mother's Day, I don't get anything. Because I'm either single or...
Well, she don't get nothing because...
You say he's a deadbeat, so...
Right, I'm either single or I'm not. So
but that's why I said...
Let's jump that nigga.
Which is why I say in JoJo's circumstances, I can understand why your feelings or your views are the way that they are.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Just because that's never been your experience.
Yeah, I've never experienced it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Let me get you something next Mother's Day. I made a post for you this year, though.
You did.
I did.
It made me feel good. Well, this Mother's Day, I did get something because I'm in a relationship. But
what y'all think? Y'all think about how? Because I had this whole argument. What's it called? I had this argument on Clubhouse. Women getting Happy Father's Days.
Gifts, I hate that shit.
I'm like,
I've had people tell me Happy Father's Day.
When I was younger, like, because I grew up in a single-parent home. So, when I was younger, like, I was like, okay, well, she paid both. So, I did, like, I at least make a little card or something. Mm-hmm. But now, like, now that I'm older, it's like, you had Mother's Day. Like, we went all out for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Niggas going broke on Mother's Day.
Yeah, don't celebrate me Mother's Day and Father's Day. Don't do that.
That's what I was saying. It was just, it was a,
I feel like that's kind of different
for
single parents.
No, the hell is not. Because a mother is not a father.
Why not? You're doing both roles.
That's true.
No, you're not playing both roles. You're playing the mother role. The father is absent.
Well,
it's kind of like if you know how in most planes it takes two pilots. Mm-hmm. You can't just because you pilot A don't mean you pilot A and B because the other nigga ain't here. We just got one pilot.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's
well, you doing pilot A and B duties. That makes you pilot A.
No,
and
you're
B.
Pilot what A. You you're a mother doing father duties. Well, you're a mother.
You're a mother doing father duties.
Yeah, the mother fully.
Right. So you just what is a father?
No, but you can't do father duties because like okay, because oh listen, because I went through the shit. Let me ask you, because I was raised by my mother. My uncle was my male influence. So everything that required, that everything that involved being taught how to be a man, he did that shit.
But did he live in the house with y'all?
He stayed down the street.
He provided for y'all?
No, my mother did that shit. Those are parent duties. You were doing what a parent does. Mm-hmm. But as far as being a father, teaching me how to, like, you... A woman can't teach a son how to be a man. She can't do that. You can try, but you don't know.
That's true.
I mean, yeah.
The only person that I've known.
And that's not a knock on women at all.
No, no, no.
But it's I can't, if I raise my daughter by myself, which God forbid I have to do, I can't teach her how to be a woman. Mm-hmm. I would hope that I have enough of a community support system that would teach her the shit that I can't. Because I don't know.
Yeah. It's the same as when a woman is raising a boy. So I get what you're saying. She can't be, you know, the father. But what we're saying is it's just, I don't personally think that you should get a gift on both days. I don't go into Father's Day thinking, like, today's my day, too. Like, nah, just... When people say it to me, they be like, oh, you know what? Get out. Those are facts.
You're about to get us canceled.
What? It's true.
I'm fucking with you.
He could be...
You're right.
Oh, my God.
Technically.
It's not nice, but you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it can be done. This is America. Anything is possible.
Oh, God.
Which means nothing's going to get done. Okay. This is America. What you got?
Yeah, so as y'all can see, a lot of people don't be knowing I be in a relationship unless you actually watch the podcast and everything like that. And that's because I feel like when people find out that you're in a relationship, they tend to not fuck with you no more. Or not follow you in general, they won't follow you on Instagram, or they'll unfollow you or something like that. So what do you think?
They want you to know when you're in a relationship.
Okay, what if I post a picture of me and my nigga on Instagram? Are you going to keep following me, or are you going to unfollow me?
For girls, it's different.
Yeah.
For women, it's different.
For girls, it's different.
Who want to go first?
I want you to go first.
Let's go in a circle.
This is Atlanta. Once you get in a relationship, all of a sudden, the hoes start popping up. Sliding your DM.
For niggas, I think it's different. Yeah.
For me, that's what I know.
I'm saying, as a guy, I agree because I said this shit before.
No, even the girls. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying as a woman.
No, we like, all need to say
when a woman posts a picture that she's in a relationship as a man,
do you keep following her?
Like, is this is somebody that you like for a long time? You've been trying to smash. You own this with shorty, and then boom,
but I feel like she pop up with a nigga.
Are you gonna keep following her or are you gonna unfollow her?
I think that men, this is what they do. You're in a relationship, boom. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna turn on your notification. As soon as you post something bad about your nigga, I know you single. I know you single immediately.
Fact.
That's when, not even something bad.
Like if you look at a story, it'd be some subliminal shit.
Yeah, let me slide in my number.
Green light.
That's how you do it.
Women post subliminal shit.
Men prey on women that they think that they're about to be single as soon as they start bashing their nigga. That's the key.
I'm trying to think, like what?
I just gave y'all the sauce right there.
It's like, damn, I gotta do everything for myself. What's up, baby? I emoji.
I hate you.
Hey, what's your cash out like? What's going on? You ate today?
That's easy.
Definitely come with the what's your cash out.
What's your cat? Because women are so simple. It's like that's all it takes.
All it takes is pussy.
That's the fucking prize. What are you talking about? That's all I wanted.
Y'all is so simple.
No, that's all some niggas want. Like, yeah, niggas are simple. I'm gonna give them pussy. Duh!
As soon as we get that,
like, I won.
Yep.
Like, women are so, the niggas are so simple. All they want is a Super Bowl ring. Yes.
I'm saying, you said women are so simple, all they want is money. And I'm saying niggas are so simple, all they want is pussy.
And it, if it take the money to get the pussy, just say that up front.
Yeah, but you can, but pussy is like, you can get pussy.
No, I want you pussy from you. Pussy. I like want money, pussy from you.
It's yeah, that, to come
and I think that's what women get it. That's what women get it confused at. They be like, oh, you can buy pussy from anywhere. I don't want that pussy.
I want yours.
I want yours. Yeah, exactly. I don't want that pussy. That pussy stink. It be for everybody. That pussy kind of mildewy.
You know what? Shut the fuck up. Keep going. Keep going.
But no, what was,
are you gonna unfollow her? Or are you gonna
nah, for sure.
Her?
Like, what I realize is a lot of women like will play single on Instagram for the aesthetic because they gotta feed that OnlyFans link.
Yep.
They gotta appear as baggable for their followers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know you had a kid until you just told me. Not that it would affect anything, but if I was a nigga, like, shit. If I was a nigga that was just trying to, you know, get the cheeks or whatever, that shit would have probably played a factor into it. But I don't care. But if I see you on one site, like, this shit just happened a few days ago. I seen this chick on Instagram. She was fine as fuck, right? But she had the what's her name for her TikTok in her bio. So I go look at her TikTok. She doing couples TikToks and all that shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Where this nigga come from? Like, but I get it because, like, I followed the shit out of her right after that shit happened. Like, I don't want nobody in no happy relationship. I'm trying to fuck you. This, you're happy. There's no, like, the chances are minimum right now. So why would I keep following you if I know there's not that great a chance of me goddamn busting your cheeks down?
So basically, the only reason why you following women on Instagram is because you're hunting women.
I'm single right now, so shit.
I'm single.
On the hunt.
It's the hunt is always on. Instagram is a great bagging place because, like, you know, you can put minimum effort and get maximum results. Hmm. I feel like I'm giving y'all too much game.
You ain't giving me too much.
I feel like I'm giving them too much.
No,
but like, I'm saying, like,
I mean, if, we know that already. That's why women don't post when they're in a relationship because they know that already. They know all niggas want to do is fuck, and that's gonna take away
from
their brand and all of that shit. So they tend to keep that shit on the hunt. One chick I follow
just posted this weekend that she was having a hard time finding the loyal nigga, and I don't know if that was trying to. That was her trying to get niggas off the scent, but shit, it was like.
You gotta constantly listen. You gotta, cause what they do is they use Justin LA Boy meme page. That's the place you gotta study. Whatever they post, that's their move for that day. So if they say, oh, why can't niggas don't do this? Man, what you like? Send me your cash out. Like, we in the same city as out there. You gotta monitor. Like, you can't play off the first meme. You gotta constantly patrol it.
You gotta see her move.
See how vibe is this down third.
You gotta get all the snapshots.
Yeah, it's definitely a method. If she keep posting the same vibe and the same shit,
yeah.
That's trouble in paradise. Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
I never really post relationships. People don't know if I'm in a relationship.
No, you just be in the airport.
Yeah, you know, I be traveling. But, you know, I sometimes, like, if I post, like, a meme that's, like, yesterday I posted something that Justin LA Boy said when he was, like, stop chasing a guy who is, you're trying to get someone's attention, but gear your feelings more towards someone who wants you back, or something like that. I just posted that because I really do see where a lot of women, like, want to put in an effort with a guy that they really like versus going with someone who is trying to give you that, but you think that this other guy is just like, but I really want him.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's just like, sometimes women just need to see, like, we're bigger than that girl power. That's what I stand for. I love girl power.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, don't always judge a girl off what they post either. Because I will post all types of shit. You would think I'm like, I'm retarded. Because I post all types of just different shit. And
most of the shit you be posting about you being crazy. So that shit is dead spot to fuck on.
Because for me, it's different. I know when a girl is single.
Yeah.
I work the Instagram, so shit. If I want to find out, I can find out. I just gave y'all a little bit. I know when I'm gonna
say. Lex! What was the question again?
If somebody that you fucking with, or somebody that you like, you really like him, you on that with him, and then you find out he in a relationship, are you gonna keep following him on Instagram, or are you gonna unfollow him?
Definitely gonna fall back.
Are you gonna,
She said fall back.
I heard fall back. But are you gonna unfollow him?
Yeah, because I don't need to watch your journey anymore. You found what she was looking for.
She, I know, bitches. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, you in a relationship? Yeah, all right,
I need to move on to another journey. Up.
Lex not like that, man. Lex is wholesome. Heck, Lex is wholesome.
Well, you're sliding your DM if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That probably, that, like you said, like that makes some women want you even more. They like, ah, oh, hell no.
No, women are filthy.
You in a relationship with
women
this
women are filthy.
Let me try you.
Hey, they would definitely.
What you doing tonight?
We were talking about this shit a few weeks ago. Yeah. We said the motherfuckers like the women like a challenge. Like, oh, you doing all that for her?
Bet.
Shit.
What you doing tonight, babe? I'm free.
Those are the thirsty ones.
You got some free time.
If I know a dude's in relationship and he's happy, like, I'm not no homeworker. Yeah. Like,
how you know he happy, though?
You on his Instagram. You
that don't mean... Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not say just because y'all ha-ha Valentine's Day together... with my baby, don't
mean
y'all happy.
If he gives you the look that he's happy, that nigga happy. Leave that nigga alone.
Or
I'm not gonna mess with him. I ain't got nothing to do with you.
Still try to shoot your shot as a female, and you like a couple pictures, and he be like, "What's up?"
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go in and be like, "So what you doing?" And if he keep giving you conversation, then you already know.
Yeah, okay. I can't slide in no nigga DMs. I don't have the.
What if you
pictures?
Wait, so hold on. So if a girl likes multiple of your pictures, that's a shot she shoots.
Green light,
you.
Green sure. Light, nigga, green yeah. Light.
Yeah,
oh, no. Hold on.
Because if you just have one nice picture, I just like that one.
You
nice
like
picture.
It? No.
How many pictures you like? You just one?
No. If I like you, I probably liked about four.
That's why.
Four, five.
Max.
Like, yeah,
I don't know about five.
That's why you never like none of my pictures.
Please,
how many times y'all gonna shoot y'all shot today?
Me and Lex been out. Like, we've been out multiple. Like,
Kodak.
Yeah, I know. I seen it. I didn't want to comment or nothing. I was going to try to keep it.
Be out.
I was going to try to keep outside. It to myself, but since it's just cat out the bag.
She be friend zoning me.
I be dropping little hints. He just doesn't pick them up. Like, I say all the time I like big boys, but he just.
You want to switch?
Anyway.
Yeah, come over here. Nah, girl.
Don't switch. Join the party. Bricks, what you talking about?
Where are you running from?
I'm not running.
Welcome to the Big Homies.
I'm not running, though. I just want you.
Oh, yeah, right.
I can feel the energy.
Connection.
All right, last question for everybody. So, is pure love enough when that's all they have to offer? Now, when I say...
Hey, y'all, come on now.
When I say that, I mean... This motherfucker love the shit out of you. They just living a regular life. You may want a little bit more than what they have to offer. You feel me? But they love the shit out of you. So it's pure love enough when that's all they have to offer.
In a relationship?
Yes.
No. No, it's not.
Yeah, if we lived in Arizona somewhere, then maybe.
Arizona even, expensive too. Shit.
Oh, well, not Arizona. I say.
Like South Dakota?
Yeah, some shit like that.
I don't know. But to me, it just depends. Because right now, I make money. I provide. I can do all of that by myself. It's not a problem. But I would need way more money than that. Like, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and all he has to offer me was love. Because that ain't going to work. It's not going to end up working. Because then we're going to have troubles within the house. Because I'm going to start getting frustrated sometimes because I'm... working so damn hard to paying for everybody's shit. So, and I've actually been in a relationship where, like, this guy loved the fuck out of me, and I loved the fuck out of him, but...
He was broke.
He wasn't really broke, it's just...
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, dead broke, like, nigga working a regular job. I'm saying, like, a janitor or some shit.
No, it's just what, like, something... Basically, you're saying he's working to where it's not enough.
Yeah,
I think so.
Love is not gonna pay. Love not gonna keep these lights on. I say that all the time. Love is not gonna keep these lights on.
So pure love isn't enough.
Pure love isn't enough. I think you gotta at least have some. Some women in this city will date you if you have some type of motivation, like you're a hustler. Like, okay, you have your 9 to 5, but also you making money on the side.
Uh-huh.
You have some type of man. So you out here at least getting. If you one of them niggas that's content with being a 9 to 5 dude in Atlanta,
and some people are. I'd be surprised when I see that shit.
It's because it's nothing wrong with it. Like, women, just like how men like a regular degla girl, women like a guy who's not outside like that for real and could provide.
Like a regular degla chick. That means he's ready to goddamn provide for her on her behalf. Like, she don't gotta be outside. He don't want somebody that has to do all the extra shit. Like, I feel like, and I've always felt like this shit, right? Like, if you gotta do, if you gotta, like, say if you not, like, into that whole OnlyFans shit, but while we together, you start thinking, damn, I might need, I wanna get on OnlyFans and make some extra money. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Because if you wasn't doing that shit before, why the fuck you feel like you gotta do it now? But if I get, if you was already doing that shit before we got together and I accepted you for that lifestyle, that's just what you do. That's you.
I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem with OnlyFans. My problem is if we're if you're talking to somebody, like just say this motherfucker ain't never did that shit before and they like they was never a stripper, they was never posting new pics online, they was a goddamn architect major in college. That's what that shit they wanna do. They wanna dig up fossils. But that shit ain't working. Now they wanna show their asshole online. Like, okay.
After in a relationship with you.
Yeah, after they start getting in a relationship. Okay, now we got to figure something out.
Yeah, because like,
you was not doing this shit before. Now I feel like you're getting desperate. Because desperate women are dangerous. Because if she going to show her asshole, what else is she thinking about doing?
I can see that. But I feel like sometimes the other side, like, the person who has to let go of the person that they actually genuinely love and know that they love them, but they know that they got to move around because... It's just life. You got to be able to provide. I think that they need some type of...
So you're talking about the
they
nigga,
need they flowers too.
You're talking about the nigga that, the nigga that knows easy. He can't afford the shit?
No, like, for instance, me being in a relationship with a guy who loves the hell out of me.
The
and
nigga
I love the
now.
Hell out of him. No. Somebody that I was in a relationship with and all we had was just love. Mm. And then all he had to offer was just love and that's it. And I know that he would take... all the bullets for me, but I had to make the decision on letting him go because it wasn't enough. That's a lot for me.
Was he lazy?
Shit, no, he just, it's just...
Nigga, sometimes shit, just, life is hard, my nigga.
Yeah, like...
sometimes shit just don't connect.
Yeah, like sometimes, that it, and it be like that. And for someone to make a decision and actually be like, I gotta let go of somebody that I really, really love because I can't live my life like that, they deserve their flowers too because that shit not... easy, that shit hard as fuck.
So you deserve your flowers for letting a broke nigga go?
That gave me love? Yes. Because that shit is hard. That's anybody.
What about me?
I'm just saying, like you said, is it, if that's all he has to offer, like, is that a... What about the person who actually has to let go of the person that to who only has that to offer?
What about the company that has a fire employee that loves working for the company?
Boy, shut the fuck up.
God damn it.
I'm just that saying, so what do you...
Like, you how get a load of I try to tell people, like, man, you have, if you find somebody who genuinely loves you, it's hard to replace that.
It is.
Very hard to replace that. And here's the thing, in this life, you don't get everything you want in a man.
But are you willing, ladies, are y'all willing to replace genuine love for stability?
I don't know one woman.
If I can...
You see how slow it is to answer this motherfucker?
If I can...
Does love matter?
Love matters.
Yes, it does, but if I can ensure my own stability, then yes, because
right.
what's going to start to happen, though, even though you're getting all that love, is things are going to start to break down little by little, and it may not happen all at once, but it's just like you have to carry that weight. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be willing to carry that weight all the time and forever?
No.
Because aren't you ever going to want to feel like I'm being considered at some point where it's like, wow, I'm doing so much, even though I love you, and this is not something I feel like I can replace. Like, do you consider me enough to change the fact that, like, I have to handle so much weight on my plate?
Do you love me? Do you love me enough? Do you love me enough to go that extra effort to kind of make my life easy?
Yes.
No, it's not even it.
Sometimes yes, it is.
That, no, it don't work like that. Like
We don't work like that, but the mindset has to be there.
Okay,
like,
so I'm gonna explain this. I was in a relationship that was like that, and one of the big things was I kept pushing him, like, look, you got to do this. This is what I need you to do. Like, and he tried everything. He was going out.
Sometimes it don't click.
He was doing things just to make me happy, just to show, like, I hear you. And it wasn't working. So that cannot even be it all the time. Like, that doesn't work all the time. Like, even because he was trying, yeah. And I knew, like, I had to... His only thing, I don't know, it just didn't work. It wasn't enough. And I knew down the line it wasn't going to be enough.
Yeah.
Especially how my drive is and my hustle and how I go out and get it.
He didn't have that hustle?
He didn't have that drive in him.
Okay.
But he did.
But
he
that
did
matters when you picking when you picking your spouse. That shit matters.
Yes.
Because I can't be with nobody like we was having. It was Romo Clubhouse. It was talking about like you know picking the super surgery chicks over the motherfucker that you know you really like. But I'm like. Niggas like will gravitate. They will lust over the chicks that got the body, but at, in their head they like they want somebody that can kind of add to the shit that they got going on. Mm-hmm. So like if you're not really adding to what I got going on, and I don't like you on something that's not a surface level, then shit. Like and that's not saying the women that have surgery don't have that, but like a lot of times. They don't like. Well, not a lot.
But she love you unconditionally. She love you. She ain't got everything, but she love you so much. I do anything for you, baby. I swear to God, or whatever it is.
We gonna test it out, and if this shit don't work, then we know we got to make adjustments.
So you're not gonna be with someone who all they have to offer is love.
Well, shit.
I feel like it might be different with men. I think it might be different, niggas a little different that. With men though, because they can. Provide so heavy, so it's kind of like
niggas have to provide so heavy, or they're not getting loved anyway. Like they're not even gonna be in that conversation.
Bullshit. That's
they're not gonna be. They're not gonna be in that conversation anyway.
That's some bullshit.
You believe that?
Women aren't loving a nigga that's not providing, but that's a conversation of next week. We're gonna write that motherfucker down.
Okay. Yeah, because I was about to hop into that real quick because I actually have something to say. Because
I gotta pick my daughter up.
So I guess I'll see y'all next week.
We're gonna talk about that next week, man.
Y'all probably finna go to a hookah spot together.
Why?
Look at
that. Anyway, man, that's episode 68. God damn, we getting old.
Okay.
We getting old, man. We got the big homie Jason in the building. What's up, man?
Man, thanks for the invite, bro. I really appreciate
shit,
it. All.
Man, no problem. I'll see you over there. Doing his shit.
Dropping gems?
Nah, he already doing his mother shit.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I know. He make money off his phone. I ain't tripping.
Oh, he checking his likes, seeing who was liking his pictures.
She
did give me some game, for sure.
For Shosky, of course, big homie Bricks. You getting your teeth done?
Yes.
Hey, man, I tell everybody, a good set, like, if a chick bad, but she got fucked up teeth, that's going to drop 3 points.
Mental.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Jason, I'm gonna tell you who it is after the camera go off. But she got a teeth done. Her shit went up automatic. I'm gonna tell you who it is when the shit go off.
I think I know who you're talking.
You know who I'm talking about. Big Lexi. What's up, baby mama?
Okay.
Cool.
Nothing.
The energy is there.
The energy is there.
I always have this energy.
The hard eyes.
I love everyone.
Bricks, are you gonna join the Cam?
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, yeah.
Yam, Cam.
Come this way.
Oh, you want it by you?
It's always by me.
It is by you. I feel like that's the new standard now.
I put my shoes on.
You don't got to put your shoes on.
Bare feet,
what?
Girl.
You just
got to
put that
air. Just got to put the yam on the cam. Put the yam on the cam. Put the yam on the cam. Put the yam. Put the yam. Yam. Put the yam on the cam. What clubs you be at now?
Right now, I'm just chilling.
Oh, you're chilling?
Mm-hmm.
So you get teeth done?
No, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, because, you know, I had my breasts done back in March.
Put your teeth out right now.
Pull them out?
Yeah.
Like, you want me to just flash you guys?
Yeah.
Wait, while the cameras rolling?
Yes,
we're gonna
put the...
We'll just put a little sensor.
We're gonna blur it out.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! Those are beautiful.
That's a first. The homie.
The titty cam.
That's very fucking new.
They're beautiful. Those are
gorgeous. The big homie's house. Oh, shit. But yeah, she's chilling. That looks incredible. That is 6 episodes.
Cody said I said that 68 episodes. 68. Probably on the 68 episodes.
We're seeing some titties.
I got the titties. Hard work pays off, boy.
Woo! Episode 68. The big homies in the building. Episode 68. Let's go.